This is an upsetting story. The parents of a little girl who was hit by a car almost 2 weeks ago now are pleading with all of us. Whether you're a driver, whether you're a pedestrian, we all need to be more careful on the roads. Their 10-year-old daughter, Kaya, is still in a coma at the Montreal Children's Hospital. Her mother, Stephanie Ledesma, joins us now to tell us a little bit about how she's doing and about this story. Stephanie, thank you so much for your time today. I'm so sorry for everything you're going through.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. My husband is actually with us. He's driving here in intercom. Okay. We're agreeing to talk to the media just to, you know, awareness for everyone to be careful on the road. It's our responsibilities as adults to watch out for the children. I mean,
want anyone going through what we're going through right now.
Yeah. So Clifford and Stephanie, you're on your way to the hospital right now to check on your daughter. Before I ask you what happened, perhaps you could tell us how she's doing.
Well, today is exactly her second week, 14th day in the hospital. It happened on May 17th at 3:10 p.m. It was a Wednesday. And she was in a coma for 10 days, and they slowly started decreasing. I mean, it was an induced coma, so they started inducing the sedation. And 2 days ago, she opened her eyes. She started moving, little movements of the finger, and today she is so active. All limbs are working, thank God. But she's still not fully aware, but she's awake.
Oh, my gosh.
So I know the important thing is obviously we hope she is well, and it's good to hear that she seems to be doing better. You know, when we talked about this before we went to news, I said we did a segment earlier in the week on crosswalks. We were talking to a couple of parents or heard from a couple of parents in Laval who had an issue. How did this situation for your daughter come about? What were the circumstances?
That's the question I still ask myself. I don't know if I'll ever get the answer. I don't know what kind of memory my daughter will have once, you know, rehabilitation starts to happen. But she wasn't supposed to be walking home. My husband, in fact, that day was on his way to pick her up from basketball practice, which is in her school. And so the only thing that I can think of is it was a full day of school. They went biking by the water in Lachine. And I guess she was tired and decided not to go to basketball and walk home, which is something that was, you know, she's not supposed to. She's supposed to be picked up, and so that's what happened. As far as I know, she crossed not in the intersection, and
about five meters away from the intersection,
and this unfortunate thing happened. She got car and you know, they tell me it was the person driving wasn't going fast, but I guess my daughter was. I mean, she was in a coma for 10 days just because she had bleeding in the brain, swelling, so they had to really sedate her so that the brain can rest and you know.
Okay.
Wow. And now she's awake and, like you said, active. From what we understand, this happened in Lachine on St. Antoine Street near 32nd Avenue. Speed was not a factor. It's a 30-kilometer-per-hour zone, but speed was not a factor here?
That's what I'm told.
Anyone you ask that lives around that area, you have a clear view, north, south, east, west, whichever way you're going. Especially where she had the accident, it's impossible that anything obstructs that view, because within 10 meters from that turn from 32nd going on to St. Antoine, no cars can park on the right side of that lane because it's a turn lane.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fire hydrant. There's the entrance to Maxi. And then right after, there's the bus area. So I'm wondering, because the cop told us that she crossed in between two cars, but I'm wondering what cars were parked there.
Maybe they were waiting to turn, but I know what you're saying. It doesn't make sense at that particular intersection.
Someone would have seen her at that point,
yeah,
right? Not having to hide between parked cars or anything like that.
Yeah, no, it was, as far as we know, and, you know, we live around the area. I just came from that area now, coming to my to go back to the hospital, and I can't help myself but turn. There's really no obstruction of view there. There's no parking allowed. Like my husband said, fire hydrant, bus stops, there's no parking allowed. So those are still questions that we have, and we're waiting for the answers and really what happened. It's not for me. I'm asking the questions for my own knowledge.
Oh, of course.
What happened?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if my daughter can answer me that question when she's fully aware.
And Stephanie, what about the driver? Do we know anything about?
I don't know anything about the driver.
Okay.
Honestly,
because some of those questions could be answered probably by the person.
Yeah, and I'm sure police are trying to figure out exactly how this happened. I'm sure that will bring you a little bit more comfort when you know what happened. In the meantime, for right now, we're worried about your daughter. So, were you on your way? Are you on your way to the hospital right now?
Yes, I just went to pick up some more clothes for myself. We're on our way back to the hospital. When we left, she's with her older sisters, and she's moving all her legs, her arms, and
she's restless.
Amazing.
which is expected.
Yeah,
coming out of an induced coma for 10 days is expected.
And what are they telling you in terms of the prognosis, in terms of going forward? How optimistic?
It's going to be a long rehabilitation for my daughter. We don't know exactly what kind of rehabilitation she will need. For sure, physiotherapy is involved right now to, you know, exercise her again, make her use her muscles again. But the speech therapy is getting involved as well, because she is awake, but she hasn't said a word.
Okay.
She makes noises, but not even a word from my daughter.
We are rooting for you.
Small steps, and I think you have to take at least some
heart
of the fact that you're seeing
her. Yeah, we're
so
to the moon. Like, my husband and I are so happy just to see her little pinky move, little squeeze from her, you know, eye contact.
Okay.
Means a lot to us.
Wonderful.
Guys, thank you both so much. We wish you nothing but the best. And please send us, your daughter, our best as well. Maybe we can check in with you. Let us know how things are going,
please
okay?
Do.
For sure.
That'd be great. Thanks so much. Stephanie,
thank you. Have a good day.
You too. And her husband,
much
Clifford
love to
Guinto,
Kaya.
On their way to the hospital now to see her, but she's getting better.
That's very encouraging.